For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Army veteran Thomas J. Harris Jr. is running for one of two at-large city council seats up for grabs in Lansing this year. He's a Sexton High School graduate who moved back to Lansing late last year after serving his country around the world. Our conversations with council candidates continue today with Thomas Harris Jr.
My pastime in the military for 20-plus years, I feel like I have a lot of leadership skills that I can bring to the city. And not just working, being in the military, also having a diverse interaction with foreign people from abroad and just here foreignly and domestically. So I can bring diversity to our city as well. And a lot of things I learned in the military as far as like observances of different ethnicities, different cultures, seeing that our city is a big melting pot, different observances and ethnicities, I can bring that experience to the city and help broaden our horizons as a people.
Tell me briefly about your service. You served overseas.
I served overseas. So my first tour, when I first came to the military, I went to South Korea as a private. I was 19 years old. Went to Germany, then came back to the United States. But I've done two tours in Iraq, two tours in South Korea, and one in Germany, and I've been across the country, different bases from the East Coast to the West Coast.
Which branch of the service?
Army.
Okay. If you win this election, what are the issues that you would like to focus on?
First issue I want to focus on is education. Because I hear a lot of people complaining about how our schools don't have enough students in there, not enough teachers, and where they're combining students in different junior high school with high school students is causing a big ruckus within the school by itself, within the students. And then secondly would be the commerce dealing with small businesses and the infrastructure of our city, how to bring in more businesses, how to attract more people, things of that nature.
I want to ask you about education then, because when a city council candidate tells me they want to focus on education, it makes sense to ask, why don't you run for the school board rather than city council?
Well, I think I personally want to run for city council just because I don't have that strong of a background with education just yet. And because me being my diverse leadership where I've been, I feel I'm better set of people in that role as city councilman.
All right. Now you brought up bringing business to Lansing. Mm-hmm. What sort of businesses are you talking about? Are you talking about high tech or some other sort of enterprise, and how do you help attract them?
Well, small businesses would be number one, you know, as far as restaurants and little small technical businesses as well. Highlight those businesses by using the social media, the radio, TV, newspapers, things of that nature. I see a lot of commercials on TV nowadays highlighting, you know, Michigan and Lansing, like Disney. I want to put those small businesses on the air and let people see them from abroad so they'd be like, oh, that looks nice. I want to come there and see what they have to offer and talk about their business and attract more business to the city as well on that aspect.
All right. The voters of Lansing will choose two at-large council members. Mm-hmm. The two incumbents, one isn't running for re-election. Judy Brown Clark is running for mayor. So a question I'm asking the at-large candidates is if you have a feeling regarding Kathy Dunbar and whether you think she deserves to be reelected, or would you rather see two new people in the two at-large seats?
I would pretty much like to see two new people in the seat, only because different leadership, it brings diversity in there like that. Now, I don't know Kathy Dunbar personally, so I'm not going to speak anything bad about her, but just two new people would be nice to see in the city council.
Fresh blood on
fresh
the council.
Blood, yep. Fresh meat.
And new faces at the ward level, right, too, would be your sense, correct?
Right, yes, sir.
Are you taking a position on the mayor's race?
I haven't really spoke to any candidates just yet. So before I was to speak to any candidate, I want to make sure I know what their aspects, what their gains, and what they want to do, because I have my agenda, what I would like to do for the city, which is work for the people, and I want to make sure I support somebody who's doing the same thing. We're eye to eye on that purpose.